We want to give you an update on the Ebola crisis in West Africa. The World Health Organization says the number of cases will rise in the coming days, spiking from just under 2,000 to possibly many thousand. In Liberia this week, the country's defense minister said the epidemic threatens Liberia's national existence. Dr. Timothy Flanagan is part of a desperate race to bolster the healthcare infrastructure in Liberia to deal with this crisis. He's a professor of medicine and infectious diseases at the Alpert Medical School at Brown University. Welcome, doctor.
Thanks so much. I'm glad to be talking with you all.
Dr. Flanagan, what does it mean that the country's defense minister says that this epidemic might threaten Liberia's national existence?
Well, we know that the current Ebola epidemic in West Africa, and Liberia is particularly hard hit, truly is devastating. But Ebola as a virus particularly spreads when people are very sick. This means the impact is heaviest in family members and in the health system, the health sector. So currently, the general clinics and many of the general hospitals are shut down. So if you have malaria or typhoid, you can be in deep trouble. On the other hand, I can tell you, just 2 days ago, I was at the Star of the Sea Clinic, which is in West Point, where, as you know, there was a lot of unrest and a quarantine for a brief period of time. The staff there were so extraordinary. They do have protective equipment, and they have been providing care every day. And I saw two babies that were just newborn that very morning when I was there, which was so special. So many of the Liberian healthcare workers have been heroic. But in general, the healthcare system and the health sector is suffering very, very terribly.
Is there a fundamental difference in the way Ebola is manifesting itself in Nigeria, Liberia, and Sierra Leone? You've described the situation in Liberia. Are the governments handling it differently in these places?
You know, there's been a tremendous amount of support from WHO and the Centers for Disease Control, our government there. And the governments in all these countries are working closely together. The U.S. government has done a tremendous amount helping through both USAID, also through the Centers for Disease Control, also through laboratory support. Just this last weekend, President Obama said that the U.S. military medical arm would kick in and really engage and really help. And that is such wonderful news. The U.S. military medical arm has spent an enormous amount of money and effort to be very well prepared for epidemics such as this. They know how to operate. They know how to care for patients safely within this setting. They can do it better than anyone else in the world.
Do you agree that the number of cases is likely to spike in the next couple of weeks in Sierra Leone and Liberia and become many thousands as opposed to where it's hovered around just under 2,000 at this point?
Yes, but the reason for that is as awareness increases, people will go to the Ebola treatment units earlier, which is a good thing. When they do that, they will get tested much earlier. There'll be more people getting tested. That is a good thing. As you have more testing, you will detect more cases. So previously, many people were ill, probably with Ebola, and they hid. But now with much better awareness and a much better community response, there will be more numbers over the next few weeks. And we hope then that we will begin to see it lowering after that.
Are you afraid another American with Ebola has been evacuated to Atlanta for treatment in the United States?
Of course, like anybody else, I'm fearful of getting sick and fearful of getting sick from Ebola. But we have information and protection. But I have such deep admiration for these healthcare workers. They are fearful and their families are fearful. But they know that if they don't go to work, that pregnant woman won't get the care that she needs. And they say, I'm a nurse. I'm a physician's assistant. I'm a doctor. I will be there.
Dr. Timothy Flanagan is professor of medicine and infectious diseases at the Alpert Medical School at Brown University, speaking to us from Monrovia, Liberia. Dr. Flanagan, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
The Takeaway is supported by Moo.com, offering business cards with Printfinity, the option for a different image on every card in a pack. More at Moo.com. The Henry Luce Foundation, for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. And the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.